This is an introductory recording for my recording for the day. Basically, what all I did was take Angel for a walk, and it's there's some stretches there where it's just a lot of footsteps because I don't talk all the time. But there's some interesting background noise too. The funny thing is I don't notice the background noise when I'm walking around, except for the birds and stuff like that. And there's a couple of planes that that I did notice, but I didn't mention in the recording. And let's see. Oh, also, since I needed hands free when I was dealing with some of the dog duties, I had my recording device on a like a little lanyard type thing, so I had to like let it loose and it'll dangle, and it would brush against the dead cat on the recording device, and actually make a clip the well, the recording would start clipping, that is, which means it had too much coming in for the level that it was set at. So I actually adjusted those in editing. But it's just a bunch of noise anyway. So I could have deleted it, but I decided not to delete anything. This is not my complete walk because the batteries actually ran out a little after 45 minutes. Still had a ways to go to get home. But it was pretty uneventful from that point on anyway, just like most of the recording is. So, you know, you can go ahead and listen to it. I talk about what directions I'm taking, what streets I'm on, what else? That's about it. I ran across three people. One was a guy that was just on a morning walk, and he came up from behind me, and he said good morning. I said good morning, and then the next one was over on Bridge Street, a man walking his dog, and of course, I say good morning, but the dog, my dog, and his dog was actually pretty well-mannered. My dog was just reacting to him, to the other dog. And it sounds worse than it was. She's at the end of her leash, you know, pulling and running back and forth, trying to get to the other dog. You know, and it gets kind of noisy, and I edited out the clipping in that too. And the next one was toward the end of the recording when the battery ran out. It was a man walking towards me. We said good morning, but that didn't get recorded. So that's going to be the recording for the day. If you want to listen to it, that's fine. It's nothing earth-shattering. So that's it. Okay, so it's Sunday, March 17, 2024, 6:34 a.m. I'm gonna take you guys on a long with a walk with me and Angel, also known as Miss Licky, and hopefully we won't run into any of the dogs because she'll start really acting up, and I'll have to put you guys down and deal with her pulling on the leash. So let's get going here, okay? She's ready. I think you're ready, huh? Okay, so I got a little strap here that I can dangle this and be hands-free for temporarily anyway. So hold on. Okay, so I don't know what the level's gonna be like for this, but everything.
wrist problems because of the dog. I get, well, not because of the dog. I really have wrist problems either way. But the dog kind of aggravates it. Okay. Oops. Oops. Let's see. There we go. Yeah. Okay, so I gotta get her to sit down when I open the door, and she has to calm down before we can go out the door. So hold on. Sit. And she understands that really well, that she has to sit first. Gotta wait till she really calms down. Huh. Yeah. Nope. Nope. No pause. No pause. Let's go. Don't pull so hard. Oop, oop, oop. There she goes. Wait. Let's go. Well, I picked Sunday to do this because it's really very quiet compared to other days. Even Saturday was kind of on the noisy side because of all the traffic. But weekdays, oh yeah, at this time, cars would be driving by, going to work. So Sunday's a good day to do this. It's not too dark. It's dark, but not too dark. Sun's starting to come up. It's very light to the east. Bad thing about walking this dark is that I can't see what she's sniffing. And I try to make sure she doesn't sniff stuff I don't want her to. Anyway, so I don't usually talk too much. Let's just walk here for a while. I actually headed west on my street towards Sunrise Boulevard. I don't quite get there. I turn around a little bit and then go the other way. So we'll see how that works. I got a little clackety clack there. I don't know if that's going to transfer to the recording device. So we'll see. It's really amazing to see how many lights my neighbors have on. Some houses are completely dark, and some houses I got lots of lights on. It's kind of weird. Okay, this is our first stop for her. I'll let her sniff on some things. Come on, let's go. Let's go. It's easier to pull her off things, unlike Pia the talking dog, who, if I tried to pull her off something she really wanted to sniff, she'd put the brakes on. There's no pulling her off of it. Okay, come on. you hear that humming, that's somebody's fluorescent light of some sort. There's sunrise. We're coming up on sunrise here. We're at this little field that she likes to sniff at, and I let her sniff a little. Dogs like to do that, so let her do it. Okay, let's turn around. Come on. Turning around. Come on. I try to keep up a good pace because it's exercise for me too. Don't hear any birds yet. Oh, spoke too soon. Okay, P marks the spot. Let's go. Coming up on my house. You can hear all the roosters crowing. They're not all mine, but my neighbor has them too. hopefully the battery will last for the whole walk. Blow my nose. Getting too cold for me. Come on. Come on. They're the birds. One of my neighbors. Okay, coming up on Fair Oaks Boulevard. Wait. Peak, right? Nope, not quite, I guess. Okay, nobody coming, let's go. Crossing Fair Oaks Boulevard. East side. Thank you. we're at the school, and the rooster you hear is the, we call him the school chicken. He was dumped there a little over a year ago, I think. At least a year. Anyway, so he's been surviving by himself. Okay, we're passing the school here at the corner of Winding Way and Farrell's Boulevard. She should poop anytime soon here. This would be a perfect spot with all this light. Getting light anyway, so don't have to worry about picking the poop up in the dark. Come on. Another P marks the spot. We're going to cross here, cross Winding Way. What street is this? Central? Central Avenue. Let's see. So today, this dead end into Sacramento Street? California Street? I can't remember. But we take a left up here today. Alternate between left and right. Morning. Come on. Guy's going for a walk, and he's all bundled up. P marks the spot. No poop yet. Come on. Come on. He wants to sniff the asphalt. frogs. That's something I'd like in my backyard, are frogs. Pull her off when there's other dog poop on the ground. Come on. Okay, I'm on Hill Street now. So here's the poop. Right where I don't want it to be because it's on a blind curve. Okay, hold on. Yeah, you did that. Yeah, I pick up the poop with a bag and I tie it up and clip it to her harness. That way I don't have to carry it. She did it, she might as well carry it. Come on. Another mark the spot with pee. Okay, I went along the top side of Hill Street and I'm going down Hill Street, on the downward direction to the south towards Capitola. Come on. Days when I walk opposite That is, I take a right instead of a left. I'll be walking up this hill, which is a pretty good size hill. It really warms me up, and maybe I'd sweat or something. Come on, come on. Okay, take a right on Capitola going west. Come on. Come on. Come on. Something there she really wants to sniff, but I'm not gonna let her sniff it. Okay, going downhill here. Been going downhill. Coming up on a hill. Central. Yeah, there's a, these people here on the corner have a little dog resting spot with a water bowl and faucet and bench. Must be nice in the summer, I guess, huh? Your dog needs a drink. Actually, I don't think I'd let my dog drink out of some other bowl that other dogs have drank out of. That's why I have a portable collapsible bowl when I go on longer walks. Okay, here's a hill. Come on. Come on.
No, no.
Some guts of something. Steeper at the top of the hill. Okay, here's Main Street. I'm gonna go past Main Street, continue on Capitola, up another hill. She sees a squirrel in a tall oak tree. I like she's gonna get it. Come on. Dream on, dog. P marks the spot in the middle of the road. Coming up on some turkeys here. On the ground. That's piqued her interest. Oh, a deer too. Huh. Okay, I'm coming up on Bridge Street, going downhill. There goes the deer. Two deer. There goes the turkey. Don't pull so hard, dog. I'm going downhill. It's a steep hill too. I'm really leaning way back just to keep her from pulling me. Turkey went out in the grass. Come on. Come on. Nope. Come on. Let's get on this side. Okay. I think she's realized that she can't get to it. Uh-oh, here comes a dog. Come on. I'm gonna have to calm her down after she starts barking at this dog. She's noticed it. Morning. Nope. Hold on. Stay. Okay, going up Bridge Street. It's not really too steep. Although, when I had my heart attack, I was down there on the bridge, and I had to walk up this hill here with the other dog, with Gubbio. So interesting to smell about that. Okay, Bridge Street and Temescal. Cross over to the property going along Temescal. Up a little embankment. Come on. Come on. So going north on Temescal, actually in the parking lot. I don't like walking down on the road that much. Come on, this way. B marks the spot. Come on. Come on. Yeah, 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 come on. Okay, so I'm at the community clubhouse, or community center for Fair Oaks. Fair Oaks Recreation and Park District building. At least it's on the sidewalk. She's got a poop. Okay. Putting you down for a bit here. Come here. cold. This is the old Fair Oaks Library. It's a little building. I don't think they use it as a library anymore. I don't know. I gotta ask somebody. Oh, this is nice, no traffic. Weekdays it's everybody going to work. Traffic. So I'm at the corner of Main and Sacramento Street. After taking a left turn onto Main Street. Going east now. Still don't see the sun, but it's very light now. Here comes somebody. I don't think they have a dog. It looks like, the thing is, he looks like he's got a leash in his hand, but no dog. Maybe it's a stick. It's a stick. P marks the spot. Okay. Thank you.